Atenção, senhores espectadores. Muito boa tarde.
Corkout History presents
Grândola Vila Morena,
Picard Nation Revolution.
A partir deste momento, o movimento das Forças Armadas,
brought to you by André and Inês,
controla totalmente a rede emissora da Rádio e Televisão Portuguesa.
The New State, Estado Novo, laid its foundations on a triangle of easy-to-follow basic principles: God, fatherland, and family. At its core was the belief that Portugal's strength and its singularity laid in its adherence to these three principles: God as the moral compass, fatherland as the embodiment of national identity, and then family as the fundamental unit of society. Under Salazar's doctrine, religion played a central role in shaping society's norms and values. Catholicism was not just a matter of personal faith or a personal subject, it was a cornerstone of the Portuguese identity. The regime maintained close ties with the Catholic Church and reinforced its influence over education, all morals, and public life, using it as well as a means of control. Through this alliance, Salazar sought to instill a sense of moral order that was supposed to be kept and obedience amongst the people. Under his rule, the Catholic Church was granted a privileged position in Portuguese society. The regime supported, upheld traditional Catholic values, and the Church, in turn, lent its support to the regime, providing a framework, we could say moral, ideological framework, that helped to legitimize Salazar's own rule. The Church's influence extended to all aspects of society, including things like culture or social welfare, and of course, as we said, education. And when we talk today of a Portugal as a country that is shaped by its Catholic root and its Catholic majority, which of course brings values and traditions and practices with it, we must also bear in mind that the Portuguese religious landscape was shaped by the years and years of the dictatorship and the ties between the two. Salazar himself, as we said when we talked about him, was a profound, devout Catholic and believed in the importance of religion as a unifying force for the nation. Religious occasions, festivities, and even events such as the apparition of Our Lady of Fatima that happened in 1917 were, we could say, to an extent, used by the regime as opportunities to reinforce these messages of unity, obedience, and also this idea of a Portugal that was predestined to great things, a specific fate, a singular fate amongst the nations. Salazar often emphasized the need for a moral and a spiritual regeneration of the society, and religion was therefore a means of fostering that cohesion and that stability that he was looking for. This is also one of the aspects that kind of challenges our perceptions of fascism and dictatorial regimes, at least of the Portuguese case in relation to others, because religiosity and religious practices took a very specific shape in the Portuguese regime. However, as the regime evolves, we need to say this as well, the relationship of the dictatorship with the Catholic Church also fluctuates. The Church was for a long time a warranty of social stability, but it would also be a focus of resistance in some moments, and we shall look at those eventually. Now, the concept of fatherland, of patria, was woven into the fabric of Salazar's rule, of course, and Portugal's imperial past, its sense of national pride, were all invoked to foster this kind of loyalty and this idea of patriotism. Salazar portrayed himself as the guardian of the Portuguese tradition and heritage, and he leveraged this nationalist sentiment to suppress any dissent, and always, when we're talking about him, to maintain control. The regime promoted, of course, a romanticized vision of Portugal's past and Portugal's history, one that we're still heirs of today, glorifying its explorers, conquerors, and glorifying the cultural achievements of Portugal, while, of course, downplaying the colonial exploits and all the challenges that came with that. This idea of patria, of fatherland, was vital. It symbolized the unity, the identity, the stability, the national pride, the loyalty to the preservation of Portuguese traditions, values, and to keep Portugal as it is, as it was. Of course, that this patria, this fatherland, this idea also included all of Portugal's colonial territories and the colonial legacy and the Catholic faith within it. So it's all these aspects intertwine. Salazar's regime, as we know, prioritized the fatherland above individual freedoms, promoting this kind of unified ground nation for his rule. And then we have family. And family is, of course, the basic unity of society for the regime and for Salazar. The traditional gender roles were reinforced. Women were expected to fulfill domestic duties and prioritize motherhood. The state provided incentives for large families, viewing population growth as something that was essential for the stability. The family unit was always regarded and served as a microcosmos of the same order that Salazar wanted to impose on society, with the patriarchal figure assuming the authority and responsibility over the household. And this was a shared feature with other dictatorships, this paternalistic idea of the dictator that is kind of the father, the responsible for keeping the well-being of all. So if the family was the microcosmos, the big Portuguese family with Salazar at the head of it as the father was also very, very important. So this slogan, God, Fatherland and Family, Deus, Pátria, Família, was displayed, actually. It's not something that we're analyzing from the present, looking at the past. It's something that the regime really shouted about, and it was displayed in public spaces, in schools, in propaganda materials, always reminding everyone that these were the principles and the values of the regime, and it reflected Salazar's vision, as we know. This three core ideas and this slogan was so ingrained in Portuguese society that it also saw some iterations. And one of the most popular, I'd say, that we still hear nowadays is that the one that we say, Fatima, Fado, and football. So this expression, Fatima, Fado, and football, it's usually often attributed to Miguel Torga. He was a writer that was born in 1907. And died in 1995. And he was known for his observations of Portuguese culture and society and for exploring themes related to that. There's not a definite source that says that Torga coined the phrase, but it has become associated with him. And the promotion of these themes of Fatima, Fado, and football were, of course, indeed connected to Salazar's regime. Salazar actively promoted the religious significance of Fatima as a means of reinforcing the Catholic values in the country and of furthering that bond between Portugal and the Catholic Church and promoting Fatima as a place of devotion and pilgrimage. As for Fado, that type of song that's made in Portugal, that style of singing that's from Portugal, it originated, of course, way before the dictatorship. But during the dictatorship, it experienced a resurgence in popularity, and Salazar saw Fado as a reflection again of Portugal's cultural identity and promoted it as a symbol of national pride. Also, the themes of Fado, the longing for someone or the hardships of life, were something that resonated with the ideals of nostalgia for the great past of Portugal that the regime wanted to instill. And the regime therefore supported artists and performances and bringing Fado into cultural events and celebrations. And we will eventually talk about how artists had a relationship with the regime and how that relationship between state and the arts was a multifolded one, but we'll get there in another episode. As for football, on a final note, Salazar's regime recognized that it was a unifying force and a means of promoting ideas of pride and of identity and of national unit. So the regime invested in infrastructure for football, stadiums, things like that, and encouraged the success of Portuguese football clubs on the international stage. Even Salazar, like actually himself, attended several football matches and kind of used them as opportunities to highlight that unity and that sense of loyalty. And so we have God, Fatherland and Family, Fatima, Fado and football. And 50 years after that, where do we stand in all of this?
And this is where we'll stop for now. Join us on the next episode.
Until then, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Corkout History Pod, where you can reach out to us, let us know your thoughts, and discover more about the episodes.
Don't forget to rate and subscribe wherever you're listening to us.
Your comments really are crucial so that more people can find us.
Bye! Bye.